Now the 1-2. And strike three called. Got him looking at a fastball. And Savali is perfect through three innings. He's made only 34 pitches. And the Guards lead the Tigers 3-0 heading to the fourth.
Ended up winning 3-2 over the Tigers yesterday, four-game winning streak, and first-place Guardians. To talk about that, Jim Rosenhaus joins us, brought to you by your Tuffy Auto Service Center, Cleveland Street, Elyria, Broadway, Lorraine, Route 58 in Amherst, also by your North Ridgeville Convenience, Sunoco. First placed in August. We'll take it, right, Jim?
How about that? Isn't that something? After, I think, a spring where expectations, I think for everyone outside the team, might have been as low as I can remember in a spring training, but here we are in August, and the players are talking about it. They watch the scoreboard, and they know exactly where they are, and they're pretty excited that they're going to be playing meaningful games here down the stretch.
Right. It seems to this after post All-Star game, the way it's been going is positive. It's the way you want it to go.
Yeah, and you know, they came out of that All-Star game and the break with a really challenging road trip to Chicago with a doubleheader, and then Boston, and then St. Petersburg to play the Rays, and they came home with a winning trip, and it was just 6 wins, 5 losses, so it wasn't like they dominated on the trip, but that was a real tough test, and I think they passed it, and now they're, you know, they got through a series with the Astros, split that series, so I think they're really building some confidence that they're playing well against good teams, and it's been exciting.
Encouraging that Savali came out the way he did after, you know, trying to get back to some of his old ways, I suppose.
Yeah, there's no question. They were kind of filling that hole in the rotation until he got back, just kind of patching it together with some bullpen days. And that's okay every once in a while, but it's hard to do that consistently because then it starts to impact your bullpen. It starts to impact others in the rotation. So, it was great to have him back last night. He pitched 4 innings. He was solid. That was plenty, and then they'll go get him in 5 days with him again. But it was good to see him back and throwing well.
Okay, we're into Toronto now. We cross over the border, so that always creates challenges related to COVID and other things like that too as well. So how's that going to affect our team coming up?
Well, it's definitely different than it used to be before COVID, for sure. So they'll have one player, the Guardians will, and that's James Karinchak, who cannot cross the border because he is not vaccinated. So they'll be down a really good reliever of late. He's been tremendous. So they'll miss him for sure, and you hope that it's not costly. You hope that there's not a game that gets away late because he's not available. Obviously, there's no way of knowing, you know, what would he have done in that game, you know, and that type of thing. But they'd love to have him. They don't. They'll move on and go with the pitchers that they have and do the best they can.
What do you know about Peyton Battenfield? Is he the one that's you guys got names of pitchers that are coming up that sound like novel names out of a novel sometimes?
You like that, huh? Yeah, Connor Pilkington and Peyton Battenfield.
Exactly.
They're writing mystery with novels, are they?
Sounds like it.
You know what? He's had a really good year, mainly at Columbus. Not a big strikeout guy, which, you know, it's okay. Put the ball in play and soft contact, that type of thing. But he's someone that they acquired in a trade with Tampa Bay last year, right around the trade deadline. And we'll see an opportunity for him maybe to pitch this weekend. I'll work out of the bullpen. He's been a starter at Columbus, so he gives them length in case there's a game where, you know, a starter struggles and they need someone to eat up some innings. That's the type of pitcher that he would be in this spot.
Sounds good. Of course, we have one more of those doubleheaders coming up next Monday as well. It's been a while since we've had some of those, but right?
You bite your tongue, Bruce.
Okay. There's a couple open days in case Major League Baseball is looking to put some other games, and the weather's going to hopefully work out. We'll see, but Tigers finished with them this afternoon, and then we see them at Progressive Field coming up later next week. Jim, we appreciate your time this morning. We'll keep in touch.
Okay, Bruce, thanks.
Thanks. Jim Rosenhaus joining us, talking Guardians baseball. First place Guardians baseball, brought to you by your Tuffy Auto Service Center and also your North Ridgeville Convenience, Sunoco.